possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I had a chance to talk to his brother at a Cavs-Bulls game years ago. And in following their family, because I...
Ding!
Thank you. Well, it was just part of the job, just like this.
A chance to talk to Clint. Part of the gig to hang out with Ron Howard.
But I went up to Ron Howard and asked him if... Hey, and I introduced myself, told him what we were doing there, and... He said, could I come over and would you like to talk to us during the game? And he said, yeah, that'd be great. I'd enjoy that. I thought, okay, great. And so I went over and did an interview with him in like the second quarter of a Cavs-Bulls game and gave him a little grief because it was kind of fun. I said, oh, Mr. Big Time Hollywood director gets the courtside seats. And he's like, he was very funny about it and everything else. And we got done and he thanked me profusely, which I thought was really.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, but it gets better. And then later on, like in the third quarter, I was walking back to the locker room or something, and he came walking out. And, you know, you don't want to bug him. You already bugged him, right?
Right.
And he says, hey, Jeff, thanks a lot again. That was an awful lot of fun. And I thought, well, now that's way too cool.
Just stop.
That's way too nice.
You're not supposed to be that nice to me.
Exactly. And I just thought that was way too fun. And then Clint, knowing his career, that was good. I kind of figure I was wondering, you know, this kid did all this stuff, and I say kid, he was a kid when he did all this stuff in the 60s and 70s, appeared in all these TV shows, and you know was the main kid in the series Gentle Ben with the bear. You know, I'm sure he's done so many bear interviews and it'd be silly, but I thought, would he remember all of these things that he did or didn't do? And he did. I was impressed.
Yeah, that was really impressive because you'd think with that many acting credits and being on that many different sets and that stuff, it would all flow together.
And as young as he was.
Right. I mean, goodness, again, finding my keys is a 15-minute endeavor on most days. And like, here's this guy rattling off what he did when he was six. It's just unbelievable.
That was really good.
The only bummer, I wish we had more time because I would have loved to have asked about Seinfeld and being on that set and how much improvising was taking place during that scene and everything else. He was fantastic. If you are an Arrested Development watcher, as Johnny Treebark in the, I think it's the second episode of the series where they're trying to save the tree. That is, He's great in there. And I've always wanted to know, and I figured Clint would be the guy to ask, if Jimmy Johnson's hair was real. And when he said he tousled Jimmy Johnson's hair, I've always wanted to ask, okay, did it move? Did it stay on? Did it like snarl at you? Is that legit? Like, is that mound of hair, is that real?
That's funny. If you missed the interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it on our website. But again, Clint Howard will be in town at GalaxyCon. It's here in Cleveland for the first time. It's Nightmare Weekend. It's coming up this weekend, the 29th through the 31st. So if you want to meet Clint, go on down and do that. Noon today is when teams can start making waiver claims, according to everything that's been out there. And the Browns should be very busy. They have the number two spot on the waiver claims. And that runs through the first couple of weeks of the regular season. I think it's through the third week of the regular season. And then they reset the waivers. So anything that happens after the Tennessee Titans, the Browns are going to get, you know, first pickings at all of this stuff. And that could lead to some interesting claims. You're not going to, are you going to find anybody who turns into a star player today picking them up? You never know, but it's unlikely.
Yeah, you're not saving the roster here.
You would think not. But you could certainly build the back end of the roster by making a couple of waiver claims. And, you know, that happens in the NFL all the time. Guys get, you know, hey, we made the, as they call it, the initial 53. Mm-hmm. And then things start juggling like crazy.
When on top of the fact, you know, Zach Bond is the perfect example of a guy like this who was the linebacker who ended up winning Super Bowl MVP, but nonetheless got paid in the offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was miscast on his previous team. They had no idea he was going to be that good until the Eagles picked him up and put him inside of their system and really unlocked what he can do. And maybe there are those guys who are out there that the Browns could look at and Jim Schwartz could look at, and Kevin Stefanski, Tommy Rees, and go, if you get that guy in here, we can do this, this, and this with him and really accentuate what he does best.
If you really like somebody and you're scouting them and you don't have the draft pick at the right time, you know, you don't want to overdraft a guy, but you want that guy. And you're thinking, all right, we're going to take this guy in the fifth. And then he gets taken five picks ahead of you. Well, okay, that happens, I'm sure, in every draft for every team. Well, maybe that guy doesn't make the team and gets cut. Those are the types of guys that the Browns might be able to, and all NFL teams, might be able to get today as those claims start and those 53-man rosters start going absolutely nuts. The Browns made a couple of cuts that made people pause a little bit, some big decisions. Deontay Johnson, not here. I thought it was interesting, and I know there was an injury designation with Pierre Strong, but he was let go. He has a concussion. Maybe that's just a roster spot thing. You know, maybe they pick him back up. Maybe they don't. I read the list of a ton of guys at running back who are already out there and available. I'm sure the Browns are going to pick up somebody because they only have two. But, Dano, they made a move at kicker. And I told you I was disappointed in it that they cut Dustin Hopkins, and I need to explain that. And I'm not disappointed that they cut Dustin Hopkins. I'm disappointed that Dustin Hopkins couldn't repeat what he did that first year he was here. Because, man, was he good. And when you can find a kicker who you think is money consistently, that's a very, very valuable piece for a football team. I know you can go, kickers are all over the place, blah, 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 blah. Brandon Aubrey has been phenomenal in Dallas. Justin Tucker was phenomenal in Baltimore for a very, very long period of time. I was hoping the Browns had latched onto a guy in Dustin Hopkins who could do that for Cleveland. And that didn't happen. His second year here was hit or miss, and then he missed a couple of extra points. You're just not going to keep a guy that does that. And they didn't. Kevin Stefanski had this to say about the move.
First of all, these are tough decisions. They're not easy. We work through these with a lot of information. And in this case, Andre has done a really nice job. He really won that job by being very consistent. Dustin's somebody that I really admire as a person, admire as a player. Doesn't change any of that, how I feel about him, but really felt good about the work that Andre's put into to this camp and really going all the way back to the spring.
They picked a guy who's never kicked in the NFL before, Andre Schmidt, to be the kicker and moved on from Dustin Hopkins, who has been very successful, but has also been, he was really good when he was in Washington. Then he was with the Chargers. He was really good, but they had their guy coming back. So the Browns made a trade, picked him up. He was good here for a year, and he was okay for a year.
It must tell you how practice went. Like, they must give you some indication at how things looked in practice. That they would go, you know, essentially make this move, that it wasn't a whole lot better behind the scenes than it was for what we were seeing. So, I have a hard time with these always, and this is where the cynical football fan in me always tends to come out.
Yeah.
Because when I look at kickers, like, I think of them as used cars. You know, I drive it for a while.
It's not very
nice. It gets
me
where I need to go.
Not very nice.
And then we move on.
Need to be a nicer fella.
And then somebody else fixes it up, picks it up, and then they drive it for a while, and then it clunks, and then you move on. Like, that's...
It clunks.
You know, that's kind of how all of these kickers are. You bring them in, you let them kick until they're no longer making it anymore, and it's such a mental side to it on top of it that they get themselves in bad habits, and they get themselves, and then you move on from them, and then another team brings them in, they fix them, and then they ride them for a while until it heads south again. So I can't get mad. On top of the fact that, like, I've always had a hard time blaming kickers for things outside of extra points anyway, because... frankly, the offense should have executed better. The defense should have executed better. Like, I've always had a hard time looking at this and going, it's that guy's fault. It's like, no, it's all of your faults for not succeeding more so that it wasn't on the shoulders of that guy. So, sure, Andre Schmidt sounds good. If he makes his extra points, I'm all in. If he can kick a decent amount of field goals on top of it, sounds great. But I'll tell you now, he's going to clunk. And then you're going to look around and you're going to go, okay, well, who's the next one?
Bring him in. I would assume it won't be Dustin Hopkins. That'd be a tough bring back. We'll see. Jason Sanders is hurt in Miami. I wonder if Hopkins gets claimed by, or he can't get claimed because he's a veteran with more than 4 years.
Correct.
But I wonder if he gets signed in Miami. You know, he will kick for somebody again in the National Football League. You can be sure of that, because take a look at the resume of most NFL kickers. They are rarely with just one team for their entire career.
They're journeymen because of that exact reason. Teams look at these guys and go, well, ride them while they're hot.
Guy gets hot, he's in. He's not, he's out.
Right. The Mason Crosby career where he spends the whole thing in Green Bay is like unheard of. That's silly. Like, that just doesn't happen. Justin Tucker, doesn't happen. You don't get that level of perpetual consistency.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
See out of these guys, it's most of the time you bring them in, they kick, they start missing, and you go find a new one, which is why it was so weird when they signed Dustin Hopkins at a long-term deal and then handed him guaranteed money on top of it. I looked at that at the time and went, boy, that's a gamble. Because at some point, he's going to clunk. And what are you going to do when the used car clunks? Are you going to fix it? Is it worth trying to fix it? Or are you going to get rid of it and move on to the next guy? And they got rid of it, moved on to the next guy.
I just hope, especially, Dan, with a team that's going to struggle to score based on last year. Okay, until the Browns change the narrative on that by scoring some points in more than 1 or 2 weeks, we're going to assume they're going to struggle to score and that the offense is going to be a work in progress, which is okay. I mean, they're bouncing back from scoring less than 16 points a game. So we'll see if they can do that. But I think they're going to struggle to score early on. I hope not. But every point could be real valuable in winning a football game because you're going to have a good defense that, in theory, should hold down the other team a little bit, which makes the kicker position kind of critical.
Your margin for error is very slim.
Yep, that's why kickers have to make kicks.
Yeah, but also your offense needs to execute better. Like,
yeah, but until the offense does.
I've hated that crap. I've always hated the whole, oh, it's on the kicker. It's like, no, it's not. It's on the other guys on this team to make the other team either A, not score, or B, you score more. Like, I can't.
I get that except for one thing.
Like, don't throw interceptions.
It comes down. It often comes down to a kick. And that happened in the preseason game when Tyler Huntley came in at quarterback to lead that quarterback drive. And Andre Schmidt went onto the football field, perhaps as a test, and had a chance to win the game for the Browns. And he did just that. He was asked about being in that situation. Here's what the Browns' new kicker, Andre Schmidt, had to say.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, obviously, I've had game winners before in my past, not in the NFL level, but, you know, they're always exciting. You know, you feel the same kind of, like, adrenaline, but then you're also super locked in. And game winners are a special kind of beast. I mean, you're so locked in, you kind of space out, and you just go out there, and you just do your thing, and it's exciting to get it done. I mean, couldn't have done it without Rex and Corey and the offense getting me in field goal range, and, you know, made my job a lot easier.
Nice job by the kicker to credit everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Holder, snapper, offense, nice.
Good on all of you.
It's way to go. That's your new kicker, Andre Schmidt. Browns making that move. What moves could they make? 12 o'clock today is when teams have their waiver claims in. So the deadline for claims coming up today at noon, things will start trickling out. This guy got claimed, this guy got claimed, and then the roster shuffle begins. We'll be all over it right here on The Fan. Who might they be able to claim at some of the other spots? That's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
It's going to be so much fun to have college football back. This is a great week one, too. My goodness, this is like a wall-to-wall week one. Like, I feel like everybody on Friday, it's one of those they've stacked it up enough that everyone on Friday is going to have to turn to their loved one and goes, hello, I'm going to be gone every Saturday for a good period of time. It's nothing against you. It's me. I'll reintroduce myself when we start getting some of the apple-picking weekends where the college football slate is crummy except for the night game.
That's funny. That's funny. Dan's doing Andy's bit today. Browns, other teams, noon is when these waiver claims are in by, and then they'll all be trickling out, and we'll see what moves the NFL makes after having to cut down to 4 o'clock or to 53 yesterday at 4 o'clock. I mentioned earlier some of the running backs who are available, and again, nobody's going to make you think, oh my God, they could get him on waivers, but there are a bunch of guys out there who have played in the league, have had some moments in the league, might have some future in the league. You know, it happens. And Keyshawn Vaughn, so running back, I think is really interesting. Audric Estime, D'Ernest Johnson, former Brown, the three of the guys who are out there, Cam Akers at running back.
Yeah, I'm good on guys who torn their Achilles twice.
I just threw him out there.
I know.
He continues, it's Cam Akers, continues to get jobs because they think he, I didn't say I wanted him here. I'm just giving you some names, smart guy.
I'm just helping, you know, spice it up a little.
DJ Dallas had a little, you know, little run up there in Seattle.
That sounds like a creative player name.
Maybe you want DJ Dallas. His name is D-E-E-J-A-Y. It's not initials. DJ. D-E-E-J-A-Y.
Yeah, that sounds like a DJ. Creative player from Madden.
DJ. Malik Davis got cut by Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, hey, Dallas isn't really in a place to cut anybody.
Yeah, I know. And they got wide receiver things going on. Let me throw some names at you here, though.
Oh, good.
The Browns seem to be set on the offensive line. You know, they made a trade yesterday, brought in another tackle from the Rams. So they have 10 offensive linemen right now. I wonder if they like any of their old cast-offs better. Because center Nick Harris was cut by Washington. Michael Dunn could make a 47th trip back to the Browns. Michael Dunn was let go yesterday. Hakeem Adeniji was cut by Dallas. And Kendall Lamb was cut by Philadelphia. So there's some former linemen who were here. Did the Browns like them a lot? Do they like them better than anybody who's on the team right now? So keep that in mind. Nick Harris, Michael Dunn, Hakeem Adeniji, and Kendall Lamb.
The only one I'd circle on that list would be Nick Harris. And the reason being of how injured Ethan Posick is.
Yeah.
And if he ends up pretty banged up, you probably want to back up to Luke Whipler. And at least with Nick Harris, you have somebody who, again, kind of knows the protection schemes, kind of knows what you're trying to get at. Because we all assume we're going to go back to the old Kevin Stefanski offense. And some of that terminology, you know, is going to come back as well.
And he can slide over and play guard.
Correct.
So there's some versatility there. Michael Dunn can play anywhere. I think Michael did play everywhere.
Pretty much.
On the offensive line for the Browns. So he's available.
And fullback.
Yeah. There's a guy who got cut yesterday who I've always been intrigued by. And I wonder if the Browns are happy at tight end and with third string tight end. And I know we're getting into the woods on this. Jelani Woods, 6'7" guy who gets downfield and got cut by the Colts. He's missed. Now this is terrible. He's missed the last 2 years with injuries, but he was healthy in camp. I wonder if they're happy, like with Blake Whitehart, if he's healthy and good to go as the third tight end. Also, Harrison Bryant was cut by Houston.
The one that I circled.
They just picked him up in that trade with Philadelphia. That sent John Metchie from Houston to Philly. And they get Harrison Bryant and then cut him. Now, does he come back to Houston? But I wonder if the Browns like Harrison Bryant enough that they would move on and make him the third string tight end.
From what this sounds like, from what we've heard of Kevin Stefanski and others who've been around the team, Harold Fant is going to get every single opportunity on the face of this earth to catch as many balls as humanly possible.
And he should, shouldn't he?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think anybody that you're thinking of who's going to come in there, it's going to be the thought of, okay, does this affect us getting Harold Fant in the ball? Because, my goodness, man, do you remember a player that the Browns have had that they've, you know, for lack of better terminology, drooled over more than Harold Fant? Because, boy, I don't have one in a good minute that I've heard them that excited to have. I mean, Andrew Berry on the telecast, say a queen on the chessboard.
Let me give you a name. Harrison Bryant. They loved him when they brought him in.
Wait, did I hit my head? See, Ron Howard Clint Howard remembers all of the things that he has been in, and I'm sitting there going, do I remember those same positive things about Harrison
Bryant? Well, let me bounce one other thought off of you here. Well, maybe a few more. The Browns have three quarterbacks right now.
Correct.
One of them is a veteran who's back, and we're hoping he can find...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself, and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And some 5-game glory again. And then two of them are rookies. Do they need to go bring in somebody else and sign a guy to the practice squad? For instance, Tyler Huntley, Kyle McCord. You want to go another rookie and bring another rookie in?
Oh, yeah, that'll clear up the waters.
I know. Let me give you two other names, though.
Okay.
Hendon Hooker, who got cut by Detroit.
I will always be fascinated by that. Yeah,
I know. And how about Kyle Trask, who got cut by Tampa and was a second-round pick?
I've never been a Kyle Trask guy. Kyle Trask looks like he should be a better quarterback than he is.
He's a Joe Flacco knockoff to me.
Except he doesn't have the arm.
Well, very few guys do.
Yeah, and not even the level of a Joe Flacco arm, like three steps down from a Joe Flacco arm. Like Kyle Trask has never been known for his arm strength. I'm good. And the reason
I think they're good too. I just wonder if they sign a guy to the practice squad at quarterback. It would convolute things even more, I would think.
I feel like that's something you do if you find yourself in a situation where Joe Flacco is either ineffective or injured.
In other words, stay tuned.
Is when you start looking around and going, okay, do we need to bring back Tyler Huntley? Like, that's where it makes the most sense to me. I mean, you're already developing a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Like, Shador Sanders is the developmental quarterback. He will take every single rep that you could give to a developmental quarterback. On top of that, you're trying to develop Dylan Gabriel as well, so those reps are even more stretched than... Bringing in a fourth quarterback outsider to run the scout team? I mean, goodness, you're not setting anybody up to succeed if you're saying, hey, we're already stretching our reps thin. Let's thin them out even farther. Like, I feel like do you believe that the Browns are truly set on developing Shador Sanders throughout this entire year?
Yes.
Because that would probably answer your question about bringing in another quarterback.
Yeah, that's... But teams often stash a quarterback on the practice squad. It's that whole thought of, well, it's the most valuable position in sports, and do we develop somebody, and blah, 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 blah. I wonder. We'll see.
I wouldn't.
Heavy sigh?
Yeah, just because I wouldn't. Like, it sounds funny, because you're right. A lot of teams will do that, and they'll throw one on the practice squad. This is such a different situation that unless it's truly going to be Tyler Huntley, who, I mean, let's face it, I don't know how many reps Tyler Huntley needs at this point to do a whole lot of anything. But unless it's that dude, I don't know of anybody else that I would look at who is out there right now that would make me want to take reps away from Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I'm hard pressed to argue with you on that. As long as if you kept both of those rookies and got rid of Kenny Pickett, you're trying to develop the rookies, and every rep they can get is a rep that should help their development. Wide receiver situation for the Browns right now. These are the six guys that they kept, and you assumed that some of these guys would be there. Judy and Tillman, certainly. Jamari Thrash, yes. DeAndre Carter, return guy, yes. And Isaiah Bond, who they just brought in, rookie, hasn't played yet. And then Gage Larvadan. I wonder if, and I thought Gage was terrific in the preseason. I wonder if he gets affected by guys who might be out there right now who got cut yesterday. And then maybe they try and get Gage onto their own practice squad. And there were some guys cut at wide receiver around the league yesterday. I mentioned Terrace Marshall. Michael Gallup got cut by Washington, who was really good in Dallas and then had talked about retiring and then came back. I just wonder if they think they need a little more experience there. Kid named A.T. Perry was good in New Orleans. Big guy. Laquan Treadwell's been kicking around and been a failure like crazy.
Oh, my
hasn't
goodness.
Latched on. I know. Donovan Peoples-Jones got cut by New Orleans.
Oh, goodness.
And they moved on from him here, obviously.
I think they're not going to make a move at wide receiver as much as all of us would scream and yell.
Yeah, I'll bet they don't yet.
The reason really behind it is the fact that you just read off all those names and you're kind of just, you can't help but make that just pain noise every single time you go down that list of cut wide receivers. We'll tick some people off. Of everybody you read there, I would almost feel better about going and signing Odell Beckham Jr. to a one-year contract. If you were really like, okay,
well, that would mess things
go
up.
Go get me a wide receiver. I would feel better about handing a one-year, $3 million contract to Odell Beckham than everybody you just laid out right there, including Michael Gallup.
I couldn't argue with that at all.
Yeah.
That would be something to think about. But I wonder if that would be considered too much of a disruption for that position group.
Not to sound like a total jerk.
You know what I mean? I mean, Odell's going to draw all the attention.
I got Shedeur Sanders here.
And Deshaun Watson.
I don't know if there's a lot of people who are going to take the attention away from Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders. This team signing Odell Beckham Jr. might be the only team where it would get swept under the rug. There's no other way to put it. There is so much... there is so much attention already here. And look, I would not do it because I think Odell Beckham's best years are far behind him. And, you know, it's sooner than we all wanted for him to be done. But I think he's done. But that's the level of receivers in my mind that you're talking about on the waiver wire that I would rather go out to the guy who hasn't been at a training camp yet this entire offseason and go, yeah, let's bring that dude in.
How many different things are you doing today?
Five?
Six?
Yeah. About that.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them from mediocre to poor, which would raise it up to mediocre. Some days I'm at a C plus. Today might be like a C minus. We're still passing.
Being a little generous with that plus.
We're still at a passing grade.
Guardians have
to have it signed by my mom.
Afternoon finish up against Tampa Bay today. 3-0 last night. On one hand, let's be nice, shall we? Congratulations. 3-0. You got a win over Tampa Bay. Terrific. Ended the losing streak. You ended the shutout streak. You scored runs. That was really good. So congratulations. We're going to get to Parker Messick in a minute. You scored runs. You hadn't scored a run in 28 straight innings. You scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the first inning. And the rest of the game, no runs and no hits.
Yeah.
So that's not good. So the Guardians have scored a run or runs in 1 of their last 37 innings.
Yeah. So I was at the game yesterday.
36 innings. They didn't have to hit in the ninth. One of their last 36 innings, they've scored runs.
And it really hit me when I was sitting there.
Wow.
And looking at the lineup, and they put OPS next to it, right? On base plus.
Oh, God.
Line.
That's a shame.
And that's all, you know, down the side of it now, so you can determine. It's a better way to determine the quality of a hitter than batting average. We could go into why, but I'm sure most of you would fall asleep.
OPS on base.
Plus slugging.
There it is.
I'm looking at this up there, and I see all these numbers that start with six. And I go, what is the league average for OPS this year? And so I go and look it up. 720. And I pick my head up and I look up at the scoreboard and I see two guys with numbers that start with seven that are above 720. And I go, that's your problem right there. Because what that is telling me, you're not walking and getting on base. You're not hitting the ball with power.
Yeah, when you are hitting it, you're getting base hits.
Exactly. And it felt like one of those screaming moments of this season for me of, yes, everything that my eyes have told me about the Cleveland Guardians was right there in numerical form. Stephen Kwan was below 720. I think he was at like 710 or something like that. So he was close. But it was Jose Ramirez, the Hall of Famer, and Kyle Manzardo.
Yeah.
And everybody else was in the tank.
Does it make you wonder why they're using OPS up there?
Just because it's a better way to determine the quality of a hitter.
Okay, that's wonderful. Could it be this? Most people don't understand OPS completely, the typical baseball fan, but they can look up at the board and see a guy's hitting 162 and think, oh my God.
It's the evolution of
I know, but
you know, baseball.
But if you're trying to appease your fans a little bit, if you put up team batting averages, people get that. People understand that readily, I think. Even the most pass, you know what I mean?
But even, I mean, we're talking on base and slugging percentage here. That's all on the back of your baseball card.
I know. You know what I'm saying, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That everybody knows that, hey, you know, if it's below.
If you're hitting under 250, you're probably not real good. Line. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're below 250, you're probably not doing real well. And
right.
Last night they had, what, two guys hitting above 236. That was it. Two. They've made some moves. The Carlos Santana being put on outright waivers, that doesn't mean he's not on the team. He is on the team. But they've basically given other teams an opportunity to get him, which would be good for him. You know, we are assuming, I assumed, I think we all assumed when they brought Carlos in this year, it was a one-year deal, and that was it. And in theory, Kyle Manzardo, maybe Ralphie Velasquez, who's in AA right now, can move up and play first base next year. CJ Cephas. The one issue there is all three of those guys are left-handed hitters. That's the only issue to me. I don't care. If you can hit, you can hit.
I was just going to say, where this team is right now,
it doesn't matter.
If the nine best hitters all happen to be left-handed, then roll out nine lefties because,
agreed.
My heavens, you need somebody who can hit. Kyle Manzardo needs to hit every single day.
Absolutely. Put him in the lineup and let's go.
Yep. I feel very similar to the way of CJ Cephas.
And you want to see what CJ can do for you.
Exactly.
He hit second yesterday.
It's evaluation time.
It clearly, Dan, they're moving on from Carlos, which is okay. And Carlos has had a wonderful career. Good for him. It would appear to me that they're moving on from Nolan Jones. That's okay, too.
Yeah, you gave him your shot.
I was real happy they brought Nolan back, and I thought, great, let's see the guy who hit 20 bombs in Colorado and hit about 290. Well, we didn't see that guy. He wasn't in Colorado last year. He had a back injury. Maybe that's just ruined him as a baseball hitter. Maybe, because he's not been very effective this year. And I think that's a shame. I was really hoping he would come here and find himself and be really good with the organization that drafted him. That hasn't been the case. I wonder, so there are two guys they've moved on from. Travis Bazzana will be here sooner rather than later.
Correct.
And sooner could be this year still. It could be next year. If it's not next year, something's gone terribly wrong. I would think he's up at least by May of next year if he doesn't start the season as the starting second baseman. That means you're moving on from Brian Rocchio or Gabe Arias, one or the other. Who's impressed you more this year? You watch Arias throw from shortstop, and that guy's got
a rifle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's got an unbelievable, unbelievable arm. I wonder if he has bat enough to stick in the major leagues.
It's probably Gabriel
Arias. As a starter.
As much as it breaks my heart, because I would like it to be Brian Rocchio.
You think they keep Arias as your shortstop and not Rocchio?
I think they keep both, and I think Arias is your starting shortstop.
Okay.
And
Rocchio becomes your utility infielder?
Yeah, I think you move on from Daniel Schneeman, and Rocchio finds his way into that. Okay, you could play third, you could play second.
Arias has played a little outfield. Schneeman can play anywhere. That makes him really valuable. I would think that two of those guys are on this team next year, of Rocchio, Arias, and Schneeman. One of them won't be. You think it'll be Schneeman? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Rocchio.
You could make a Rocchio argument if you buy the fact that the second half of the season and what he's been able to do. He's been really good
since coming back from Columbus.
Right, and that being the real Rocchio. So,
real solid. I shouldn't say good.
So he's second half solid. Of the season, Brian Rocchio.
Yeah.
283 is your batting average, a .323 on base, and a .400 slugging percentage, which would have him over league average for OPS, which is over that .720 mark.
He also has a nice glove.
Mm-hmm. And the glove is there, too. That's what you would have to sell yourself on, though, is if that bat is league average, and he can play second base at the level that he is and can play shortstop at the level that he was doing before everything cratered in the first half of the season for him. That's the argument you would make for Brian Rocchio being in that spot over Gabriel Arias. I just look at Arias and I think the power is, you know, the power that he has with the bat is very, very necessary. We'll go with that word.
Yeah. You know, it's been a shame this year. David Fry has come back and just not hit.
Well,
and they keep playing him.
I partially blame them for this. And the reason I say that, and if I'm off base, correct me accordingly. That guy came off of Tommy John surgery, right?
Yep. Yes, he did.
Not able to play a position. They want to get him every day at bats because they love him as a human being, and the first half of last year was excellent. But they have nowhere to play him in the field because he can't throw.
I love him as an extra catcher.
As a third catcher, first baseman, left field, right field, like every position you can think of, he'll come out and play it. Mediocre to sub-mediocre, great. I'm in, especially with the fact that he's hitting.
He's like a college shortstop. College infielder.
I wonder if him not being in the field at all might be affecting his ability to hit on top of the fact with the elbow. Do you agree with that? Have you heard of that theory before?
Yeah, I have heard of that. Guys have said that. Guys who have been tried at DH and haven't been successful there have said, I can't adjust to just getting four at-bats a game. Some guys are able to do it and do it well. You know, Travis Hafner did it well here. We've seen other guys do it well. Eddie Murray late in his career did it well. But it doesn't happen all the time. And I wonder if that's affected David or if he's just not able to swing as well as he did because he's still coming back from the surgery. All I know is the guy you've been playing at DH is hitting .162.
Yes. Play him. He should not be on a major league roster.
Not right now. And that's been one of the issues here. Are they trying to hang on to him so that he can be here next year? Because they're going to make him a super utility guy. See, the problem is they have too many guys who are utility guys. Schneeman can play a bunch of places. That's great.
I don't want him to hit, though.
Fry can play a bunch of places. That's great.
I really don't want him to hit right now.
Arias can play a bunch of places. That's great.
Of all the people you've laid out, I'm okay with him hitting compared to the other two.
Angel Martinez can play a number of different spots. That's great.
I want him hitting.
I want guys who can play one thing only and hit. That's fine. I know the versatility is a big thing in the majors. It's a big, big thing with this organization. I want versatile guys who can hit.
Yep.
I don't care about versatile guys who can play numerous positions okay.
My Daniel Schneeman problem is that they've started using him now in a platoon,
yeah.
And his platoon side is where he's league average, and that's considered a positive for this team. That's my problem. When you're platooning and getting someone for the positive platoon side who's league average, that's not where you need to be for success.
That is correct.
That's the stuff that needs to go.
I would agree.
Like that. That's why I look at Daniel Schneeman in the offseason and go, all right, you need to not be here anymore. We need to find somebody else who can do what you're doing better. And that guy has to
exist. See, that's one guy that I can actually see, though, Dan, in a utility role and love him there. I like him there. He actually hits for a little bit of pop. Guy has 10 home runs. I know that's not a ton.
Woo-hoo!
Well, I know that. But guess what? That puts him tied for fifth on the team in home runs.
Okay. I'm building a baseball team right now that is trying to win playoff games. I am not currently looking over as Bluto Blutarski when they look at Pinto and say to him, you know, congratulations, you're at the top of the Delta Pledge class.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at him smiling and nodding my head like, good job, young man. No, we're not building the Delta Pledge class. I need people who can hit. I need people who get the ball over the fence. I need people who can hit with authority and at least walk on top of it.
Schneeman's OPS is 686.
That's below league average. That's sad. He's a sad baseball player.
Oh, don't pick on the poor guy.
Like, and this is what they need to do. They need to go down the list and go, this we can't win with, this we can't win with, this we can't win with, and bring other guys up who can hit and win and help you win games and walk better and make some investments. And if those guys are not down there, you need to look at yourselves in the mirror and figure out why you can't hit.
This year's draft class can't develop soon enough. Just saying. Hopefully a fourth of those guys end up making an impact. We'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.